WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Caribbean leaders are calling for an emergency meeting tomorrow to address the gang violence in Haiti. Guyanese President Ifran Ali says it's serious there.
From our reports, the situation on the ground remains dire and is of serious concern to us.
President Biden's campaigning in Georgia ahead of its primary this week and took a dig at his Republican rival, Donald Trump.
Here's a guy who's kicking off his general election campaign on the road up with Marjorie Taylor Greene. It can tell you a lot about a person who he keeps company with.
The former president also stumping in Georgia this weekend. Georgia's Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock was on CNN this morning talking about the war in the Middle East and Biden's plan to build a pier to deliver aid in Gaza.
Israel is our ally. It lives in a dangerous neighborhood, but you cannot look away from, and the president is not looking away from, the tragic situation in Gaza.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Americans lost more money to scams and fraud than ever before last year. $10 billion, according to the Federal Trade Commission. Nadia Ramlagan reports.
Consumer education and awareness of scams is an ongoing challenge. Scammers are constantly changing their tactics and using AI and other technology to bait more people. Judy Dollison of the Better Business Bureau says scams are increasingly complex and overlapping and often involve emotional and psychological manipulation.
We're seeing a crossover between romance scams and crypto scams because now instead of the romance scammers just asking for money, they're asking their victims to invest in crypto exchanges, which aren't real.
Dollison says 80% of people who've reported losing money to investment scams involving cryptocurrency lost on average more than $3,000. For adults ages 18 to 44, employment scams are the top risk, with an average loss of around $2,000. Consumers who suspect they've been victims of fraud can file a report with the Federal Trade Commission. Federal Trade Commission attorney Phil DeBanate says, aside from software scams, the second most reported scam involves imposters.
There are those scammers pretending to be the government. There are scammers pretending to be a well-known business or a bank's fraud department or a family member who needs help.
Common imposter cons include people pretending to be affiliated with government agencies like the IRS or Social Security Administration, charity-related scams, and tech support scams. This is Nadia Ramlagan. This story was produced in association with Media in the Public Interest and funded in part by the George Gund Foundation.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Marquette wins a close one on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles came back late to put away Xavier 86-80 in Cincinnati. Cam Jones with 30 points. Tyler Kolek still out.
I tell the guys that before the game, it absolutely was an incredibly big win for us. Not only because it's a Big East road win, but because I think our guys actually have played pretty darn well with Tyler out.
That's head coach Shaka Smart. Marquette now with the third seed headed into the Big East tournament. Hockey, the men's Big Ten tournament. Badgers skating to a 4-2 win over Ohio State in Game 2. Game 3 of the series tonight at the Kohl Center. In Minnesota, the Badgers women's team beat Ohio State in an upset 6-3 to win the final faceoff title. And the winners in the Girls State High School basketball finals were Arrowhead in Division 1. In Division 2, Pewaukee winning its first state title. And Division 3, Edgewood High winning the state championship. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Coming up Monday on Nat Nair On Air, join us for three headlines and a lie, and we learn about organ donation with Versity's Colleen McCarthy. I hope you can join us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see all kinds of sunshine for today. Highs in the upper 40s, light south winds developing. Tonight, mostly clear and lower 30s. On Monday, a considerable warm-up on the way. Sunny skies will reach the upper 60s. Currently 26 degrees.
My daughter is normally a little goofball. But after a bad night's sleep, she's too tired to be anything. That's why I trust Pure Z's Kids. Pure Z's Kids is mindfully formulated just for kids. Their non-habit forming, drug-free products help my daughter fall asleep naturally, giving her the rest to be her best.
I'm a dinosaur.
Her best dinosaur.
Pure Z's Kids, for ages 4 and up when needed. Explore our products at ZQuil.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5 The Tap.
Music of the stars, music of Hollywood. Oscar winners and losers. Wait till you hear some of the losers that were overlooked. It's crazy out there. And that reminds me of another song that should have been overlooked, but we'll get to that later, or maybe not at all. Let's find out if we get to it at all. Let's talk about 1940, and I decided that I'd let Kate Smith do the Oscar winner for 1940. Pinocchio.
When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come to you. If your heart is in your dream,
thank you.
come true.
Kate Smith. Best known for a rendition of God Bless America by Irving Berlin. Had a great career, 5 decades. Had a radio show, we never missed it. With Ted Collins. Edwards had the original hit. Oscar winner, 1940, Pinocchio, great, great movie. And Cliff Edwards, let's look at his story just a little bit. It's a depressing one, a spendthrift all his life. He was a saloon singer, loved a good time. Well, he could never maintain his lifestyle money-wise, so he kept working and working and was a heavy smoker and an alcoholic. And a gambler and a drug addict. And at the end, he lived in a home for penniless actors in Hollywood. He used to show up at the Disney studios almost every day to see if he could get some work. Sometimes some of the other people would take him to lunch. Well, he died in 71. He was 76. Cardiac arrest. Hardening of the arteries. At that time, he was a penniless charity worker. had no money to spend for food. Turned out that Walt Disney was paying a lot of his hospital bills. Well, when he was cremated, after he passed on, Disney offered to pay for the burial and purchase his remains. But instead, the Actors Fund of America, they also helped him out financially. And Walt Disney paid for his grave marker. This is the music of the stars. And the story of Cliff Edwards. Let's have something away from Disney for Cliff Edwards. What do you say?
Though the days are long, twilight sings a song of the happiness that used to be. Soon my eyes will close, then I'll find repose, and in dreams you're always near to me. I'll see you in my dreams. Hold you in my dreams. Someone took you out of my arms. Still I feel the thrill of your charms. Lips that once were mine. Tender eyes that shine. My way tonight, I'll see you in my dream. Losers. We'll be right back.
Oscar winners and losers, The Seventh Dawn, with the Letterman.
I'll remember when I feel lonely, the way you kissed me in the rain. And darling, I
Quaker Oats, selected for quality.
For Artie and Teicher on The Ed Sullivan Show. The Seventh Dawn. Things aren't nominated. A lot of people either. Doris Day, never nominated for an Oscar.
Winning one of these things is hard.
Drink that potion and you'll never grow even one day older. Don't drink it and continue to watch yourself rot.
But it's straight up impossible when you're never even in contention.
I shall not submit. I shall conquer. I shall rise.
Welcome to WatchMojo.com, and today we're counting down our picks for the top 10 actors who have never been nominated for an Oscar.
Oh, I know what happens in the country. I'm from the country myself. I've been kissing boys since I was knee-high.
Well, that's the point.
For this list, we've looked at any actor or actress, regardless of era or genre, and have ranked the most talented never to have been given an Academy Award nomination.
You know, you said I had a magical glow. But that's, it's you. You're the one that has one.
Number 10, Jeff Daniels. while we concede that Dumb and Dumber isn't exactly prime Oscar material, for all its undoubted greatness, what's really stupid is Jeff Daniels' general lack of nomination.
You wouldn't try to look so innocent unless you were guilty.
You're gonna have to take my word for it. You have no other choice.
His cinematic breakthrough came in the Oscar-winning Terms of Endearment. Although he himself didn't receive a nod, and he's since collected alternative nominations throughout his career.
Who are you?
Who am I? You've seen the movie 5 times. I'm Tom Baxter, poet, adventurer, explorer, Chicago Baxter.
Most notably, for 1985's Purple Rose of Cairo and 1986's Something Wild, he was shortlisted for a Best Actor Golden Globe.
Jeff Daniels works out of Michigan, does his own thing now. John Goodman never nominated. Nothing.
If your song didn't win the Academy Award and you're feeling dejected and deflated, imagine the shape you might have been in if you hadn't even been nominated. Not even nominated makes you feel about that tall. But just remember, Oscars, only human after all. And not even nominated were a lot of great songs we can recall. For instance, You Were Meant For Me.
Not even nominated.
And I Was Meant For You.
And what about
A Fine
Romance With
Say neither, and I say neither.
Either,
either,
neither,
neither.
Let's call the whole thing off. They all laughed at Christopher Columbus when he said the world was round.
It's very clear our love is here to stay.
Love walked right in and drove the shadows away.
When I fall in love,
a sunrise, sprinkle it with dew.
It seems to me I've heard that song before.
Yeah, not even nominated.
The snow is snowing and the wind keeps on blowing, but I can weather the storm.
It's a standard old goody he just wouldn't go to.
And singing in the rain.
Yeah.
Singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling. I'm happy again.
No. Oscar walked by
and he never said hi.
We're singing,
just singing in the rain.
You know, this isn't just
just a piece of material. This is a scholarly tract.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we've done a lot of research on this.
You know what we found out? If your song has the word baby in it, Oscar isn't likely to nominate it.
Yeah, that's a true thing.
You must have been a beautiful baby.
Not even nominated.
You must have been a beautiful child.
I was, actually. I don't know. I don't want to walk without you, baby.
It's quarter to three. There's no one in the place except you and me.
So make it one for my baby.
My baby don't care for rings.
What?
Or other expensive things. My baby just cares for me.
Stepping out with my baby can't go wrong, cause I'm in right.
It's for sure, not for maybe, that I'm all dressed up tonight.
They'll be smooth sailing, cause I'm trimming my sail.
Not even nominated.
In my top hat, in my white tie, in my veil.
Now it's been illustrated. The truth is plain as day. If your song mentions baby, the gold man tells you, go away, go away, go away, go away, go away. Not even nominated, never gonna stand a chance.
Shouldst thou compose a ditty where you deign to mention dance?
There may be trouble ahead.
What is that?
But while there's new life and music and love and romance, let's face the music and...
I won't, don't ask me, I won't, can't make me, I won't, madam, with you.
It only happens when I, with you, shall we dance and face the music, shall we dance till break of day. Oh, how we, on the night we will wed.
As lightly as a foot
on the ridge.
Let yourself go. Let's hit that lever.
Walk with sticks and up around the limit.
Can't you hear that hot maroon
on the ridge?
Let yourself go.
Don't be myopic when you pick your music topic. You can do an awful wrong if you write a dancing song.
And cities. Don't mention cities or you'll never get nominated.
Go home and get your closies. I'll go get my these and thosies, and away we'll go. Not even nominated. Up, we're going to shuffle, shuffle up to Buffalo.
Rio, Rio by the seal, flying down to Rio, and we've got to make time.
A foggy day in London town.
San Francisco, open your golden gate. Don't let a stranger wait outside your door. Part of it, New York, New York. If I can't make it there, I'll make it anywhere. I'll go through New York, New York.
Not even nominated makes you feel about that small. Just remember, Oscar's only human after all. And you songwriters, listen, don't take it seriously.
Yeah, don't pay it, no, never mind.
Just keep right on staying alive, staying alive. Just keep right on staying alive, staying alive. That song wasn't nominated either, but I guess the best advice you can give a songwriter comes from an old song.
Yeah, a standard old song is still a great song. And guess what?
What?
It wasn't nominated.
You're kidding.
No, I'm serious.
But it's still good advice.
Certainly is.
Nothing's impossible, I have found. For when your chin is on the ground, just pick yourself up, dust yourself on, start all over again. Don't be discouraged each time you slip. Be grateful for a pleasant trip. Just pick yourself up, dust yourself off, start all over again.
Be like a soul inspired till the battle of the day is won.
You may be sick and tired.
again. So though you get past,
though you get past,
your number can last.
The number can last.
Just pick yourself up.
Yeah, pick yourself up.
And be of good cheer.
I mean, get it all together.
And dust yourself off.
Yeah, you gotta stay clean, man.
And wait,
wait, wait,
wait,
wait, wait,
wait,
wait,
wait,
wait.
Mickey Rooney. That's not funny.
If there's a frown upon your face, I say a frown is way out of place. State of mind, you must erase. Come on, go ahead and laugh. Don't get measured for your doom. Don't bring dark clouds in the room. You'll be seeing 16 tons of gloom. So go ahead and laugh. Give me a tee-hee-hee and a ho-ho-ho. And give me a giggle, a chuckle, and a big belly laugh that bends you in half. If you're feeling low or ill, don't call a doc or take a pill. Hey, you know what? You won't even get a bill. Come on, friends, go ahead and laugh. Listen, audience, if there's a frown upon your face while you came here, I say that a frown in this great world of ours is out of place. Just a state of mind, friends, that you've got to erase. So come on, go ahead and laugh. That's it. Give me a tee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee. Let me hear it. Now let me hear a ho-ho-ho. Loud, loud, that's it. Ho-ho. Give me a giggle, a chuckle, and a big belly laugh that bends you in half. That's it. If you're feeling lower ill, never call a doc or take a pill. Hey! Hey, friends, tonight you're not even going to get a bill. So come on, go ahead and laugh.
The more I'm a merrier me. It's embarrassing. The more I'm a merrier me.
Some people laugh through their noses, sounding something like this. Dreadful. Some people laugh through their teeth, goodness sakes, hissing and fizzing like snakes. Not at all attractive to my way of thinking.
Some laugh too fast. Some only blast.
Ah!
Others, they twitter like birds.
You know, you're as bad as he is.
Then there's a kind what can't make up their mind.
When things strike me as funny, I can't hide it inside and squeak. As the squeakers do. I got to let go with a ho.
And I do
Dick Van Dyke, Ed Wynn.
Whoops, don't you two start. Come
back. Julie Andrews. Mary Poppins.
The more the glee. The more we're a merrier.
Some songs never nominated. Some should never be nominated. Marilyn Monroe never got any kind of a nomination ever.
Hollywood lifestyle and an all-out fashion icon. But she never stood a chance of scoring the industry's greatest accessory.
Diamonds!
Monroe starred in Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, but the Academy preferred other actors.
Baby, I'm through with love.
Some Like It Hot earned her a Golden Globe, but the Academy didn't like it enough. Shortlisted for more Globes and twice by BAFTA, Monroe rewrote the rules of cinema, but couldn't crack its supreme accolade.
Ooh, do you feel the breeze from the subway? Isn't it delicious?
Number 2, Christopher Lee.
I could have shot you down when you landed, but that would have been ridiculously easy.
The first Christopher Lee film was released in 1948, the last in 2015. He has over 250 acting credits to his name, collected across a career spanning 7 decades.
The power of Isengard is at your command, Sauron.
He was a Knight of the British Empire and a recipient of the BAFTA Fellowship Lifetime Achievement Award. But not a single Oscar nomination was ever his.
This time we'll take it right from the top, huh? Now watch those phone cues, will you, honey? You ready, kid?
Yeah.
1, 2.
Here we go.
No, sorry, not tonight.
That was quick.
Shh, yes?
Jim, Jack, Jeffrey.
No, it's just that I'm languid.
Well, how do you do? It's nice to know you.
Physically, I'm in pretty good shape.
Brother, you can say that again.
It's my attitude that's passive. You know you're the only one I love.
That's all. He's hooked.
Bye now.
Bye now.
Off again. No, sorry, not tonight.
She's languish.
Quiet.
Bill, Bobby, Bruce.
No, it's just that I'm supine.
That's a word. Who knows?
Physically, I'm in pretty good shape.
See? She did say it again.
But mentally, I'm comatose.
Quick boy, the dictionary.
You know you're the only one I love.
New fish, same hook.
Bye now.
Bye now. She won't get up. She won't go out. Baby, what's it all about? Why?
Well, in simple English, I'm lazy. I wanna be lazy. I long to be out in the sun with nowhere to be done. Under that awning they call the sky, stretching and yawning, and let the world go drifting by. I wanna peep through the deep tangled till I sleep like a child would, with a great big valise full of books to read, where it
killing time, being lazy. Wrong number. Wrong number. Oh, Sam, you're sweet.
I did that lyric over. You want to look at it?
Oh, thanks, Charlie. That boy and girl are just what Vicky needed. They make her look great.
Yeah, they sure do. You know something, Lou? I think I'm going to marry that girl.
You what?
Don't get nervous. I mean the little Donahue.
Oh.
Marilyn, never nominated for any kind of an award, let alone win one. Here's Jean Crane, State Fair, Oscar winner, 1945, Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Margie, have you finished your packing?
Not yet. I was just going to.
I don't know what's got into you lately. All you do is sit around and mope.
I don't sit around and mope.
Well, stop moping now and finish your packing.
Saying she doesn't know what's got into me. I'll be glad to get to the fair. Hear something different. See something different for change.
I used to like, I don't like anymore. I want a lot of other things I've never had before. It's just like Mother says, I sit around and mope, pretending I'm wonderful and knowing I'm a dope.
Margie?
Yes, Mother?
As soon as you're finished, I want you to come down and help me with the pickle.
In a minute, Mother. Pickles.
I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I am starry-eyed and vaguely discontented. like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? I keep wishing I were somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never heard from a man I've yet to meet. I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin.
Oscar winner.
You do something to me, something that simply mystifies me. Tell me, why should it be? You have the power to hypnotize me. Let me live beneath your spell. Do that, you do so well. You do something to me that nobody else can do.
Oscar winners and losers. Here's one that should have never lost. It's Judy Garland, Star Is Born.
Me live neath your spell. Do do that, do that. You do so well. Oh, you do something to me that nobody else can.
Here's the one that shouldn't have lost. Instead, it went to Three Coins in a Fountain. Nice tune, but...
Take it, honey. Come on. Take it from the top.
From the top?
Yeah.
The night is bitter, the stars have lost their glitter, the winds grow colder, suddenly you're older, and all because of the man that got away. Run off and undone you, that great
beginning has seen a final inning. Don't know what happened. It's all a crazy game. Every trick of his, you're on to. But fools will be fools, and where's he gone to? The road gets rougher, it's lonelier and tougher. With hope you burn up, tomorrow he will turn up. There's just no let up. The live long night and day. Ever since this world began, there is nothing sadder than a one man woman looking for the man that got away. The man that got away.
Was nominated and lost. Frank Chexfield. Stand by for news and weather. On the Music of the Stars. Rondell High Noon on the Civic Media Radio Network. Since November, the Music of the Stars on the Music of the Stars. The people who you knew.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap. WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS